This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. B-Cave or B-Caves with an S. Whether it's the road or the town, the name or names have vexed Austin area residents for years. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss found out, singular or plural, they might have been misnamed all along.
For many, it can be confusing. It has been so for a long time. B-Cave, singular, is the name of the town, and B-Caves, plural, is the name of the road, some of the time. Several listeners submitted similar questions, which can be simply paraphrased, is it B-Cave or B-Caves? The town is just west of Austin. It is named B-Cave, singular, but the area still is often pluralized thanks to the road. So where exactly are the bees and the caves? B-Cave Mayor Pro Tem Bill Goodwin.
According to legend, along Little Barton Creek, which flows through B-Cave, are some limestone cliffs that apparently had big bee colonies back in the day, back in the 1800s. And that's where the area got its name.
That's one version of the town's naming. Goodwin has lived in B-Cave since the late 90s. He's watched it grow from fewer than 600 people to about 7,000. He's seen a lot, but not a lot of bees.
Well, I've probably seen about as many bees as you have.
Not an inordinate or large amount that would require a whole community and maybe a road to be named after it.
No, I have not seen an inordinate quantity of bees in all these years.
Have you seen a picture of the bees?
No. In fact, it's even, I've questioned whether or not there were ever any bees.
Another version of the Bee Cave's origin story starts with general store owner Carl Beck. He became the area's first postmaster in the 1870s. His daughter told the Austin American-Statesman that he named the area after a hive of, quote, Mexican honeybees that had been attached to his store. Beck's daughter was interviewed in 1969 in an attempt to clear up this very question, B-Cave or B-Caves. In the piece, Beck's daughter produced several of his letters from the turn of last century. Even then, the town name was spelled both as singular and plural. So this debate has been going on a while.
So we're going through the middle.
Yeah, who cares about getting their feet wet?
In an attempt to get to the bottom of it, we head to the bottom of Little Barton Creek. Heather Cadenhead is president of the Economic Development Board for B-Cave. She lives on 14 acres here. She proudly takes folks on tours. Down at the bottom of the creek, Heather shows the group a series of small hollows about midway up a 25-foot cliff. She was once at an old restaurant in B-Cave when she saw something that looked very familiar.
I went in there one day and I saw a picture up on the wall about the B-Caves. I was like, no, that's on our property. Oh my gosh, that's the real bee caves. I was like thrilled. Like I knew it was here, but I didn't know that was the bee caves. There may be even more, but this is like the legit bee caves.
And if we turned around, we'd be looking across the creek toward the old postmaster's land, giving some credence to the cliffside's legitimacy as the bee caves. But today, there are no bees to be seen. There haven't been for some time. And there's another problem with the story. Bees don't necessarily like to build hives up high in dry hollows or caves.
It's a possibility, but it would be more likely that they're in like a tree hole or some sort of protected space in the ground.
Wizzy Brown is an entomologist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service.
If it's just an overhang, I don't know how likely they would be to be in that particular area.
Also, there might be temperature issues with limestone.
Especially in the summertime, with the heat of the rock, it would be kind of difficult for them maybe to manage the temperature of the hives.
And even though it is historically difficult to track some common bug names, she's never heard of Mexican honey bees.
I would probably go and lean towards Mexican honey wasps. Those are sometimes mistaken for bees, but they are honey producers. And the colony is going to be completely different.
Different in that they are big, round, and they like to hang from high places, like a tree. Or perhaps another place off the ground, like maybe a cliffside. Maybe all along, It should have been called Wasp Cave or Caves. There are some folks trying to put the bees back in Bee Cave, assuming they were ever there. Conrad Bouffard runs Round Rock Honey. His company has thousands of hives in the Austin area. The hundreds he has placed in Bee Cave are thriving.
The first 10 to 12 years of our company's history, we put so many hives out in the Bee Caves area and the Lakeway area, and they didn't do well. I don't know why, but they just didn't do well. Lately, over the past few years, the Bee Caves and Lakeway area is one of our best producing areas.
And while Bouffard is helping the bee population out there, he's not helping the rest of us keep straight whether it's Bee Cave or Bee Caves. It has confused even those that make the road signs. Heading west from Mopac, you enter Rollingwood, where the road is named Bee Caves Road, plural. Then, once you enter Westlake, according to signs, you are on Bee Cave Road, singular, for most of the time. Except for a few blocks in the middle when, inexplicably, you're back on Bee Caves Road. Follow that road to the town of Bee Cave. The signs tell you you are mostly on Bee Caves Road, except at the intersection with Bee Cave Boulevard, where the sign reads Bee Cave Road, singular, like the town. As far as the road goes, is it cave or caves? The answer is yes. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
Explained at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there, or you can vote for the next question that we'll answer. That's at atexplained.org. That's atexplained.org. Thanks so much for listening. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.